Okay, yeah, good morning and good evening of Shabbos to everybody. So Shishi of Vayikra spans the Karban Chatas, not of the Kohen Mashiach or the Sanhedrin or the Nasi, the Melech, but the Me'am Haaretz, Achad Me'am Haaretz, and then gets into the topic of Karban Olah V'Yored, which has to do with Mekevishas Eidos, and then Halamas Tuma and Bias Mikdash or Achilas Kadshim, and then the final case of Shvuas Vitoy or Nefesh Kiti Shava Levatevis Fasayim Lahara Ola Hetiv. So you have a carbon Ola Vioraid, which means that all else being equal, assuming that it's financially accessible. He has in the cave of Minatzon Kizba, or Siras Izim Lachatas, so again, the Chatas in the cave. And then the Torah tells us, Vinlo Sagia Yado Deisa, then he can bring Shte Tarim Oshnevene Yuna, Chad Lachatas, Vechad Laola. Really fascinating idea. So either it's a Kizba or Shte Tarim. Now the Ramban quotes here from the Ibn Ezra, like how exactly does that work? It's not what we would, typically think of as a one-to-one kind of a situation. So he quotes in Ibn Ezra, Kitam Echa La'ola, Shikarev Al Mizbeach, Kenegin Aymurin, Bechatas HaBehema, V'yaf HaPirish. Right, that you need it, because it wouldn't be enough to go one-to-one, Of to the Kizba for the Chatas. You need to have the Ola, because you need something to take place of the emure chatas behema and yafa pirish. The Ramban liked that a lot. But be yisod hadavar, you need to figure out why is it that when it comes to other, standard chatas, davar shachayem nos dono kari shigaso chatas, right? We don't have this flexibility. People are still indigent, So why is there this seeming akula of imdalhu? Ve'en yado maseges. So, or v'in lo sagia yado deisa. Like, how do we explain that? So the Ramban explains in the following way. Hikil akasava chote be'elu. He doesn't address edus, but he does address shavua and tamas mikdash. Lavi karban olav yori v'tachin shetam b'shavuos v'nei she'en l'chayav ekrisos. So Lamanu Emes, I think it's a Tzarachin Gadol, because Shavuos are considered to be Chamuros, no different than, Chayav Ekrisos and Misas Bezdin. Right, the Rambam, when he talks about Hilchos Tshuva, the Chi of Tshuva, for Kalos and Chamuros, so Shavuos are put in the category of Chamuros, Nizdazer, it's Yisrael Arba Meos Parsa, Arba Meos Parsa, right, Lo Yinakeh Hashem, Yisah Sher, Yisah Shemol Hashav. Okay, so Tzarachiyad, for me at least, Lo Zachisi Leired BeOmek Das Rabbeinu HaRamban on that. Then he says something fascinating. Uvatumas Mikdash V'Kadshav Mibnei Shutoa Dvar Mitzvah Ki Hakamino Chalkadshim Rabbala Mikdash Ishtachvos Lahakriv Karban Osik Mitzvah V'Daito L'Shamayim V'Fika Hachal V'Shachata Be'Alama Satoma Riba Lo Akasav Kaparos. So the Ramban introduces, right, that he's a chote b'dvar mitzvah. He tried. He wanted to go to the Beis HaMikdash. He wanted to eat kadshim. And it's a problem. He's chayev a karban. There's no doubt about it. It's a karban chatas. The Torah even uses the language of, v'u yada v'u ashem. So there's a guilt factor. We're not exonerating. We're not excusing. But the Ramban thinks that a mitigating factor is that he was osik b'dvar mitzvah. Now, I'd like to suggest that this is the Ramban Lashitas, because the Ramban in his diatribe against the Rambam in the Mora at the beginning of the Sefer says, right, the whole idea is Timura, that really a person deserves to go up in flames, and the Maisa, the Dibor, the Machshava, right, and that's all the different aspects of the Karban. Some are connected to the Maisa Avera, some are connected to Dibor B'Avera, some are connected to Machshava B'Avera. But here, I think what the Ramban is saying is very profound, that here your Machshava was the Shamayim, so qualitatively speaking, right, it's and he was an Osik B'Dvar Mitzvah. Even the Maisa was an attempt to fulfill a Ratzon Hashem. So you made a mistake, but you can't possibly compare that, the Ramban the Shitaso, to a person who was just totally negligent, not in the context of a Dvar Mitzvah, and Kal V'chomer, Be'menoshel Kal V'chomer, in the context of a Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. So the Ramban the Shitaso really sees a mitigating factor, a person who's Osik B'Dvar Mitzvah, Kavanaso L'Shamayim, and even Maso L'Shamayim. If he wasn't trying to go to the base of Mikdash, if he wasn't trying to eat Kachim, so he never would have paid this price. He never would have violated this Avera. So what are you going to punish him? Shal Yechotin Iskar, but Shal Yehei, a person, a Zakai Niskar. So that, I think, is the Ramban the Shitaso in terms of his emphasis on the extent of the guilt to which a person really carries altogether.